You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is the first 10 verses of Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy. You who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord who will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. In a surge of anger I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. To me this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. It's quite a long passage, but beautiful and stunning in the reversals. This prophecy in Isaiah finds its ultimate fulfillment in Christ. But the context here is significant. The barren woman, the bereft one who has no children. That's even a more grievous and significant thing at the time Isaiah was writing than it is for us. And it's quite a burden in this day and age. But for the people of Israel, the promise of the Lord was especially connected to the land, the promised land, and to descendants, those who came into the land. And the promise of the land went through the descendants. So children were the continuity of the Lord's promise. And the inability to bear children then was in some ways the most grievous break with the heritage and connection with the Lord that there could be. So this barren woman is analogous to us to the most down on your luck, destitute, desperate situation that we can imagine. And the Lord says, this is not bigger than me. I am bigger than this. And in fact, the want and the need that this shows is not the end of the story. But you're going to have to stretch out your tent and make it larger to fill all who will come. You are going to receive back dignity and grace for every humiliation and shame that you once knew. This is the Lord's promise that he will draw back those who have been wandered and those who've wandered and been disgraced. And his covenant, which is like a marriage promise of faithful love, will be renewed and will be a cause for great joy. may this great hope and this great joy that the Lord points to here be something we begin to taste and look forward to in its entirety in the kingdom to come.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.